Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got incredible excitement that Cavs basketball is back, which finally hit me today. And we have some weather anxiety that's going on. May or may not have been having a slight anxiety attack in the 12 o'clock hour today. And a fair amount of it is just the weather's changing and I'm not ready for that.
Oh, wow. With my umbrella arrogance, as we're calling it, had a nice brisk walk in, had the umbrella out. Was able to do, you know what's interesting? You know how people that drive Jeeps, when they pass other Jeeps, they do like a nod of like, hey, you're driving the same car that mm-hmm. I'm driving. One of those type things. I feel like me and the umbrella mafia, we've hit a point now when I see other people with umbrellas in this type of weather, we do a little tip, little like, hey, good. You're on it.
Mm-hmm. And, so it's you and the umbrella supremacist just...
Yeah, but I'm so unbothered by this weather then. You had whatever you had at the 12 o'clock hour. I'm very unbothered by this weather. The umbrella's... Help me make it through.
So the raining, the lack of sun is a part of it. It's the cold. It's the cold. My body senses what is to come over the next 6 months, and I just violently am trying to reject it. And that and life are just like, you know what? We're going to see what we can do with Nick Wilson today. Hey, we're fighting the good fight. And Cavs
you're indoors
back.
For the next 5 hours.
I am.
So you don't have to think about that at all.
And thank God I've got this lighting. Which is...
It's basically the sun.
Yeah, I mean, this is the most natural lighting you can get. These four lights here and whatever hellscape lighting there is over there.
I get more lighting based off of this than I do with the sun in any given day.
I actually think if we're going to have these bright lights in our face, because, well, again, you can watch us on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube page, I want, like, the seasonal depression lights to be replaced.
So we get, like, a mood? to match the mood outside?
So I get vitamin C, and I get the nutrients I need to live and to be able to enjoy life, and also I'm properly lit.
We've not yet discussed the idea that we have the worst day imaginable, and these lights just do not care.
Yeah,
these lights are giving off the vibe of you need to always be happy, always say cheese.
Yeah, these lights are giving off vibes of a well-lit corpse. That's what I think.
A well-lit corpse?
Yeah. Yeah, like if you ever gone to a funeral home, you're like, this is just the worst lighting over the corpse. You're not doing any favors here. And then you go and it's like a spotlight and you're like, if this was me, I would be like, this is how we live.
I've never once thought about it. It's an interesting point. The idea that corpses need the best lighting imaginable.
They do.
The dead guy probably doesn't care if he has good lighting, but there are people out there that might.
Okay, but other world, Nick, right? On the other side or the upside down, wherever I am, I would care.
Can I tell you a really funny thing that Coach Riz told me on Sunday about himself that I think you'll really enjoy?
Yes.
Because it does not speak to his personality in the slightest bit, but I think you'll like it. On the day he dies, he's instructed his wife, because he's already assumed he's going to die before his wife. He's instructed his wife to then take his phone, and then after everyone has already attended the funeral, to text from his phone, "Thanks for showing up today. I really appreciate it." And all these other things, like these goodwill gestures from his phone.
Yep.
That says basically, you know, so they just have that message that pops up from him one last time.
Look at that. Now, are they going to copy and paste that one too?
Well, that would be the Coach Riz mantra. He thanked me again for the card today. I'm sure you got it as well. We all got it. And it's like, he's probably thanked me for the card that I had no part in doing outside of just signing my name, no less than 7 times. But I'll take a guy that does that over the person that doesn't acknowledge it all day, every day.
I will say, we love you, Coach Riz.
Just a good man, Coach Riz.
We just love our coach. Now, that being said, so that we are sufficiently lit here, are you lit for the return of the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, so the NBA last night, I thought, was off to a great start. I love the idea of not only putting Durant and what is basically one of the new fun looks of a team in the Rockets and what they're shaping up to be. Everybody 6'7" or higher and how that big lineup would look. I like
6'7".
Whoa. Hey. I like, by the way, for us, for the radio people that don't really know what we're doing in that moment, we just make the gesture of whoa.
Yeah.
Or ooh.
We need to have Mac play something that will let people know.
That will just buy time to do our fake little balls up in the air trick.
Yes.
So it was off to, and you
as
first
opposed
off,
to on the chair.
You had Tirico, you had MJ, which it seems like they're just going to go ahead and take that hour interview and just condense it down into like little chunks here and there. Here's $40 million, Michael Jordan. You sit down with Tirico for an hour.
And here's Mike Tirico trying to act like he has a personality.
We got, well, I mean, I thought it was so funny. They're like matching how they're sitting in the chairs and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's just two aging bald guys just talking shop.
I think Tirico knew somebody in this conversation has to have a personality, and it's not going to be Michael.
But it was fun though. That was the whole part of it was that, and even if Michael thinks that he's doing everyone some great service by passing it on and doing all these other things while being paid $40 million a year to do so, whatever, I'll take it. Between that, between Round Ball Rock, between a game that was actually interesting, it was nice to have the NBA back in my life.
It was. I ignored it, but it was nice to know that I could ignore it last night. No, the NBA doesn't start till the Cavs start for me. Like, while I love, like, the random Thursday night Grizzlies-Lakers matchups or the Pelicans-Bulls matchups in the middle of the season, no. I like my first NBA watching. I don't do the preseason. Do not care. Could not care less about NBA preseason.
Yeah.
And unless the Cavs are on opening night, no. The season begins when the Cavs begin, and then I can start watching after that.
I think it's because I knew that, and listen, I'd watch it anyway, but I think it's because I knew in the back of my mind, NBC, this is their first game in a long time. Tirico's on the call. Like, you're going to have... Durant's not going to be like, "Oh shoot, I don't want to play in this one." Mm-hmm. You're gonna, and they didn't. That was a hard, contested, awesome game for really the large majority of it. And then you watched OKC claw right back into it after the Rockets took a big lead, and you watched them go into overtime. Like, I don't know, it had a lot of what I wanted. Like, it's kind of like how I watch. But I mean, you watch Thursday Night Football, the debut of that for the NFL.
Yeah, a little different with the NBA. The NBA season is just so long, and October 21st feels a little early for the NBA season for me. So, like, season always soft launches anyway. So, yeah. I hard launch with the Cavs, and then I soft launch with the rest of the NBA so that by the time January comes around, I watch way too much of both of those things.
Well, I mean,
things.
If the NBA was being honest with themselves, it'd probably be like a 60-game schedule anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd probably start the thing
from
on
like December 15th.
Christmas Day might even be the opener, and then you just kind of take that day and go with it and run with it, and then you still try to dominate MLK Day, and then you just build around that.
I just think it's interesting that, like, you know, we haven't talked a lot of Cavs leading up to this season. I know one of the morning shows actually tried to do a little bit of Cavs here and there.
Like a Cavs segment a day.
And I think people might be conflating what is the lack of sizzle, meaning the Cavs didn't make a huge trade this offseason. They really, you know, you subtracted Ty Jerome and you re-signed Sam Merrill. There's been the Malik Beasley flirtations. But I think people are confusing that, the kind of stuff that stirs the drama, the NBA drama, the lack of that crap with a lack of sizzle with the Cavs. I'm actually incredibly excited. And I, while I don't think people are like, There isn't the same intrigue around the beginning of the season because you don't have a new coach and not much has changed. I think this narrative that oh, there's a lack of buzz around the Cavs is total crap. They're going to sell out a lot. If you go to the queue, it's going to be incredibly fun all season long.
Mm-hmm.
They're very likely to win 50 games at the very least. And so, like, I think people are talking about there aren't a lot of sports talk narratives around this team because it's pretty much cut and dry where they are as a franchise. Mm-hmm. I think they're conflating that with a lack of buzz and interest. Anytime we actually do talk the Cavs, it's, oh, I can't wait to get to the queue, or I can't wait to watch the Cavs on TV.
Well, the games are much more fun than I think some of the conversations that we get to have around them right now, and that's okay. It's honestly a really good spot for them to be in. It reminds me of when a football team has hit that apex of where they need to be, and then you just don't have as many. You get down to the nitty-gritty. You get down to, oh, well, what's our left guard looking like right now? And like, and they have hotly contested debates about that type of stuff. That's kind of where the Cavs are. Like, how many conversations have you had about Lonzo Ball? Like, I mean, it's like that's it. That's all we've been doing.
Well, and here's the thing. I don't think it's a lack of buzz. I think it's a lack of drama, right? I think it's a good thing. Like, I trust the Cavs, and I think a lot of people trust the Cavs to deliver on some level in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Postseason, we know it's kind of a zero-sum game right now, but in terms of the regular season, that's even minus Darius Garland, even with some health stuff that you got to work through early in the season, okay, that's valid. But at the same point, it's like, no, like with the Browns, guys, we freak out about the Browns every week because the trust has been decimated over the last 20-some games, right? With the Guardians, there's a lack of trust because of the Dolans. Fair or not, that is, we maybe don't trust the Guardians to deliver every game, every season the same way. With the Cavs, it's like, I know if there's a trade out there that's going to make them better, they're going to do it. I know Dan's going to pay the luxury tax as long as he feels he's got a chance to win. Like, it's a lack of drama with the Cavs that I can just sit back and enjoy being a Cavs fan. And when the tough questions come, they always do. Well, we'll deal that when I don't have to look ahead for trouble. It's the NBA season. It'll happen, but I don't have to worry about it with the Cavs the same way.
No, well, and especially because they're just such an easy group to root for, and they don't really have much controversy around them. I mean, like, I was watching this like 10-minute feature on Donovan Mitchell, and Donovan's like, yeah, I haven't really put myself out there that much. And it's like, yeah, I know you haven't. Like, we're all very well aware, and you're one of the more polarizing people on this team.
I did love that Donovan piece. Can we just say, I just love this Cavs team.
I just didn't know is it Coco, is that her name?
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was as massive as she was. At least
neither
told
did
me.
I.
At least he's told me about like the millions of followers she has, and I'm like, what world am I living in? Yeah. He's talking about him living on her bus for a month.
Yeah,
and I'm like, who's? I guess people are paying a lot of money to see her tour. I didn't even know. I couldn't name a song.
In fairness, I didn't know how gigantic Ciara was. I just know she's insanely attractive. Same thing. That's not great. I knew she was insanely talented, but I just knew like, oh, that's an incredibly beautiful woman. That's an incredibly successful woman. I'm just not familiar with the work. Same thing with Coco.
When I watched Hayden do the voice, Coco was one of the guest people that popped up there, and it was described to me by Elise as that's Donovan. That's Donovan Mitchell's girlfriend. I think at that point might have even already been fiance. And I was like, oh, okay. Doesn't pop up in my anywhere else.
I think in fairness, I think now it's he's Coco Jones's fiance.
Apparently.
I think that's
apparently
the way
she's
it's
just
supposed
that,
to
she's,
go.
She's that massive. And he's describing like all the support she's doing. And I'm like, you're describing it like how Travis Kelce would describe Taylor Swift. And I'm like, what am I missing here? Where's my blind spot for Coco?
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jake Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Is it a lack of regular season buzz for the Cavs, or is it a lack of regular season drama for the Cavs? As I have supposed, Ross Tucker usually joins us at 4 on Wednesdays. He's joining us in about 5 minutes here, as he's got an early flight here. He'll be on Vikings Chargers Westwood One call tomorrow for Thursday Night Football game. You're going to hear right here on 92.3 The Fan. Ross joins us in about 5 minutes. Ashley Bastock, as always, on a hump day at 3:20. We've got Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier himself. I agree. Go Cavs. Joining us at 4 today. Quick hits at 6 o'clock, but 216-474-0092. Is it a lack of regular season buzz, or is it just incredible trust in the Cavs? I'm putting my trust in the Cavs. And Ross talks Stefanski v. Vrabel. He talks Woody Johnson shooting his mouth off. Too much DPI and more in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Usually, we talk to our next guest at 4. Today, we're going to bump him up to the 2:20 segment with plenty to talk about. Vrabel versus Stefanski, plenty of big NFL storylines as well. And on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance needs and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Ross Tucker's on your radio on the Fan Hotline right now. Ross, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you? I appreciate the flexibility. I'm about to fly out to L.A. to call Vikings Chargers tomorrow night for Western 1 on the radio. So I will be in the air when we normally talk at 4. So I think probably not to be your programming director, but we can do this now. And then you could re-air it at 4, and then they get a 5. That's what I would do.
And then maybe 6, too, as well, just to be safe.
Yeah, I think so. What if there's people – I mean, I always think about that. Like, right now, there are people that they're going to get in their car today. They're going to turn on at 4. I'm not going to be there. And, like, am I culpable then for the emotional devastation that causes them? I don't know. You know, I feel somewhat culpable if that's the case. So hopefully you guys will re-air it then so that people can get their 20 minutes of facts every week.
It's okay, Ross. It's only like when you go to a fast food restaurant and they won't give you ice cream when you know ice cream is there.
Yeah, you see the machine, it's just said, you know, out of order.
That's all.
You know, wait a minute. Why are you guys bringing that up?
Just random.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Reason?
Tell me what happened.
Well, it happens all the time, Ross.
It's an obvious fast food trope.
Yeah. Have you not had this problem?
Did you just have this happen to you?
I thought I talked about this or something. A couple Mondays ago, or maybe last Monday, I was doing Bears Commanders. So I'm driving down to D.C. So I'm going to get some like late lunch on the way down. I'm on the Chick-fil-A app, and it will not let me order a milkshake. And I've been in this Chick-fil-A 20 times, and I'm so confused as to what's going on. I call the Chick-fil-A. You know, because this is my whole plan for 3 days was, okay, I know I'm going to get some awesome Chick-fil-A, the milkshake, going down. I call. They answer. They're courteous, as always. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, I'm trying to order online, and it won't let me order a milkshake. And they're like, yes, sir. Unfortunately, our ice cream machine is down. And that was very close to what everybody in the Cleveland area is going to feel at 4 o'clock when I'm not on your radio station. It was devastation. Because then I had to switch. Like Chick-fil-A, the milkshake was a big part of stopping by there. So I had to totally revamp everything. I took a step back from a food standpoint and instead went to Starbucks and just got their like ham and Swiss panini sandwich. But then I got a venti coffee frappuccino, which is a caffeinated milkshake, which is probably what I needed before a late night. So it all works out.
I'm glad things worked out for you. You soldiered through, and I think what people are going to take from this.
Have you ever dropped a "But I'm Ross Tucker" line on anyone, and has it worked?
Or "I know my rights." That's another one.
I have not dropped either one of those
yet.
But I will say, if someone knows who I am, that helps for sure at times. That's helped. But I don't know what they can do if the ice cream machine is down.
Who says it's really down?
You could do what journalists used to do, which is just shame them publicly online.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it happened. It's the first time in the history of my relationship with Chick-fil-A that the ice cream machine's been down. So I'm going to let it slide this time and not get to that level of devastation. I will say, I think it's so interesting. I did the Bengals and Steelers last Thursday night. So I had a whole vision of what this interview today was going to be like during that game, after the game, seeing some of the clips from Cleveland the day after that game. And then the Browns went out and curb stomped the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. So now I really don't know what to expect from this interview. I thought it was going to go one way, but then did the Browns shut you guys up or no?
Now we'll get into football in a sec. I did want to ask you, though. I heard you on with Pony last week, and you offered to drop a – I listened to it on – I was talking to the guys on Pittsburgh Sports Radio, and I didn't know if that was just a thing you're doing on all the hits now.
Yeah. You were really listening to that?
I heard your sushi story. I heard it all, Ross.
So I have a question. You're a Cleveland sports talk radio guy, but you listen to Pittsburgh sports talk radio?
Yeah, we both do.
Yeah, I listen to sports radio all across the country. Oddly enough, I listen to a lot of Detroit sports talk radio, too. I like the medium,
Marconi
Ross.
Award winners there.
Yeah, I like the medium.
Wow, that is fascinating. I would think that you'd listen to your station to hear how the people are feeling about things in Cleveland, but I guess you get enough.
We do that,
that
too. No, we do that. We do that too.
We're both sports talk junkies. It's a problem.
Yeah.
All right, well, John Jansen, I'll be on in Detroit at 8 a.m. Eastern tomorrow, which, by the way, is in fact 5 a.m. Pacific time. So that will be amazing for the people in the hotel room next to me when I'm talking about the Detroit Lions at 5 a.m. at an L.A. airport. They're going to love that. Yeah, I did put that out there for Pony. I forget what I said. It's a good thing I didn't bring him up even more, because that was a disastrous night for him. He said that they were going to beat the Bengals 38-3. He bet two nipple piercings on it. I hope he's going through with it. Is he still going to go through with it?
He says he will.
Yeah, he said he is. We'll he's going to line it up with like a whole everything. What do you do, you know?
That's unbelievable. That's why you don't make comments like that. Oh, my gosh. No, he said no. He's not putting any numbing agents on.
No. No, I think he just really wants to do it.
So I guess I don't know like how that feels, but it doesn't sound real good.
Ross, are the Patriots really as good as their record suggests they are?
I think they might be. And I think they might be primarily because of just how good Drake May is. I mean, he is. I saw a lot of flashes last year, and I was thoroughly impressed. I called two games last year for one was CBS, one was NFL Network, and he was excellent in those games. I mean, really good, I thought, for a rookie, but they had nobody around him. And then now that they got a little bit more people around him, new coaching staff, I mean, there's a lot of metrics out there that will tell you he's been the best quarterback in football so far this season. I'm not ready to go there, but the point is he's been really, really, really good.
Ross, Garrett Wilson rumors continue. How much would this change your viewpoint of where the Browns are at if they're players, and should they be players in the Garrett Wilson sweepstakes?
What year is this for him? How many years are left of his contract?
Oh, he just signed a contract extension, yeah. So I think he's got three or four left.
Oh, he just did get the extension.
Yeah, yeah. And the trade is actually doable with everything and the cap ramifications. It'd be fine. You could clear it.
Yeah, I would strongly consider that if I'm the Browns. I mean, because I know what you guys are going to say is, look what Flacco did with the Bengals. Why can't you do it with the Browns? And what I was going to tell you is, have you seen Ja'Marr Chase play football? Or have you seen, even to a lesser extent, T. Higgins? Like, I would take T. Higgins over Jerry Jeudy any day of the week. So that's two Bengals receivers I'd rather have than the Browns' best receiver. I think that's a problem. You know, you're going to have a young quarterback one way or the other. I think it'd really be nice if you had a truly high-end receiver. Jeudy is not that. I don't know that he's ever been that. I know there are some statistical years where he's been pretty good, but I would feel much better about Garrett Wilson than I would Jerry Jeudy moving forward.
Ross, this obviously is a matchup of a guy who used to work on the Brown staff, Mike Vrabel, and then the guy who still heads the staff now, Kevin Stefanski. They're both thought of to be two of the better coaches in the NFL. Who would you rather have as an NFL head coach, Mike Vrabel or Kevin Stefanski?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think it probably depends on what you're looking for and who – like if the answer is Vrabel, I got to know who the offensive coordinator is. And on some level, if the answer is Stefanski, I got to know who the defensive coordinator is. You know, and I think Stefanski did a really good job having Jim Schwartz as his D coordinator. And I think Vrabel's done a really good job getting Josh McDaniels. But that's such an important ingredient. I mean, McDaniels is – the biggest reason why Drake May's playing this well, which is the biggest reason why the Patriots are actually good. And then for the Browns, you know, Schwartz has had a major impact on the positive games they've had, the positive seasons they've had in recent years. And so you get to give Stefanski credit for that. I think most teams would tell you, or most owners would rather have Stefanski than Vrabel. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One is Vrabel's personality is not for everybody. And secondly, the concern you have if Vrabel is your head coach typically is that he's not an offensive mind. He's not going to call the offensive plays. So if you have success with him as your head coach, that probably means you're moving the ball, scoring points. Probably means your offensive coordinator is going to get a head coaching job elsewhere, which is not what you want. Now, that's not going to happen with Josh McDaniels because he's not going to get a third chance. So that kind of mutes that, but or makes that moot, whatever. But, yeah, that's the answer. Really, really good question. Really close.
Nice. Shador is not going to get any reps with the starters in practice. That's what Stefanski came out and said today. All those reps are going to go to Dylan Gabriel. He did acknowledge that Gabriel got starting reps when Flacco was the starter here. Is that the right approach with how we should be handling this?
Yes, it is. Give Dylan Gabriel every rep he can possibly get, every chance to be successful. And then when you decide, if you decide that you've seen enough, then give Shedeur Sanders every rep possible, every chance to be successful. You know, I think it goes both ways. When Shedeur gets his opportunity, which I still suspect that he will, I don't think you want to take away any of his reps. I think you want him to see, especially him, to see everything as much as he can.
Ross, we've had, I would say, disagreements on how we evaluate or maybe what we expect out of Dylan Gabriel. And it's been interesting to kind of have these conversations 3 weeks in. And we also yet had Terry Bradshaw say he thinks Dylan Gabriel is going to be a star. So if I gave you four designations where to label where you think Dylan Gabriel will land on the quarterback spectrum, star, system quarterback, starter, backup, or roster filler, where are you leaning after three games with Dylan Gabriel?
I'm going to put him right now in the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
28-40 category, which means if he's your starter, you would probably, like low-end starter, high-end backup, if he's your starter, you would probably hope to have somebody better. If he's your backup, you'd be thrilled. That's my guess right now.
How long do you think he's going to be able to be the starter here for the Browns? Is it just as long as they win games like they did on Sunday? Where, I mean, it's a 25-point win. He didn't turn the ball over. Is that just the recipe, or at some point is Stefanski going to demand more?
No, I mean, as long as they're winning and he's showing progress, I would suspect they'll leave him in there. The really interesting question is, how much does he have to do so that they don't draft somebody next year? That's fascinating. So there's two questions. Question one is, how much does he have to do to stay in there and then not see what Shador has? Is question one. Then question two is, if he does enough to fend off Shador for the whole year, is that enough where they don't draft somebody next year? You guys have some good topics compared to other cities.
Doesn't always feel great. Ross, looking to other NFL cities, Woody Johnson didn't have the Woody Johnson, Justin Fields bus toss that happened this week.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you would do that. I think he thought that he was defending his head coach, Aaron Glenn, but seems pretty unnecessary for him to have handled it the way he did. And now I see these reports that Tyrod Taylor is questionable with a day-to-day with a knee injury. So now they might have to start the guy that the owner just said can't complete a pass. I mean, you can't make this stuff up sometimes if you tried.
It felt like we saw Russ broke character on the internet yesterday. What do you make of the idea that him and Sean Payton are now just trading barbs publicly?
Well, I think Payton was clearly taking a dig at him, but it was kind of a subtle one. But obviously it really, really triggered Russell Wilson because he totally escalated it to another level. And I think out of character is a great way to describe it. You don't expect that from him.
All right, Ross, one more. This weekend we had a gluttony of just ridiculous defensive pass interference calls that altered games. And I think one of the narratives on social media is we've reached a point where we're calling pass interference on either side of the ball too much. Do you think we're too tight with calling pass interference in the NFL right now?
Yes, I do. I think we're too tight with calling everything. If I was commissioner for a day, I would get on the call with all these guys and say, guys, when in doubt, don't throw the flag. That would be my number one messaging to all the officials. When in doubt, don't throw it. Nobody wants more flags. Now, if it's your team and you think the guy got interfered with, you want them to throw it. But if they're consistently only throwing it when it's really obvious, then you can live with that as long as it's even both ways. That would be my I see some of these illegal contacts that get called, some of these holds away from the play. It drives me nuts.
Ross, we know you got a boogie, buddy. We appreciate you. Can't wait to hear you on the call of Vikings Chargers on Westwood One tomorrow night. You're great as always, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
Later,
dude.
Oh, he saved it. I was going to be.
Do you think he was on in Pittsburgh for a second?
I was going to be vexed. Why is he surprised that people in sports talk like sports talk?
He was very shocked by that. I don't know why that surprised him as much as it did.
He had already done 7 minutes on fast food, so I didn't want to go back at him on that because I wanted to get some football there.
Yeah,
but
he felt like he got his hand caught in the cookie jar. It's like, it's not a big deal that you just offered up the same thing you offered to us, to Pony. That's okay, but it is they're on a platform. The Odyssey app exists. We can all listen to these things.
If we had had time, I would have said, because, you know, Jim Costa, my buddy, does mornings. He's going to be on there tomorrow with John Jansen. And I was like, I'll make sure to shout me out on that show. That would show Jim. And we didn't have time for it. I'll text him in. That was Odyssey NFL Insider. Ross Tucker Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Why are they angry?
Well, no, because the first one, you sing it, and this one, I'm given variety.
Why is Nationwide, why are they angry at me?
No, they're on your side, right?
Why does it sound like Joker?
Oh, I was kind of going for a Batman, like, for the good of Gotham, Nationwide is on your side.
I thought that was Ledger's Joker.
I really feel really bad for anybody's ears that just heard that right now. I hope you weren't listening in large volumes there, or loud volumes even. That being said, Ross had a really interesting thing to say about Kevin Stefanski versus Mike Vrabel. And I feel like this should change in the NFL. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And it's interesting how each of the last 3 years, this conversation can go a myriad of ways. I think Ross is espousing a pretty common NFL philosophy right now, which is why hire a defensive coach? Because if whoever the OC is, if you have success with them, they're just going to go away. And I think after watching Tampa Bay replace their offensive coordinators three straight years, after watching to differing results, but watching Bill Belichick win six Super Bowls with Tom Brady, and I want to say five different offensive coordinators, I think we've just gotten we've fetishized young offensive minded head coaches too far in a way that I think has tilted the balance, and I just don't. I think you should be fishing from the defensive coordinator side of things, or the defensive backs coach, or whatever, the defensive side of the ball, because I just don't think that's – I don't think all the great minds are plucked out there.
I just don't know how it becomes a close race between Vrabel and Stefanski.
Yeah.
Like, how is that the difference between whether what side of the ball you're on is the difference between what is right now perceived to be one of the best coaches in the game and then Stefanski, who's probably bottom 10 coaches in the game and might be fired after this year?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought this up, because I think, you know, a year ago when Vrabel got fired in Tennessee, there was this, see, this is why you'd rather have Stefanski. And it was the dumbest victory lap in the world. It's like, no, the Titans are a dumb organization.
Titans are dumb.
And so now you get a year later, and once again, people are like, Vrabel's 4-2, and or was it 5-2, I think. Well, but have they had their bye already?
No, they already had the – I don't know that answer.
All right. Anyways, they're in a great spot in the AFC East, and the Titans are looking for another head coach.
Yeah, I mean, what the point is Patriots fans this last weekend were laughing. They were laughing about the idea because, it really came to a head this weekend. Obviously, the Bills win was a big moment for them this season, but it really came to head this weekend about how awesome Vrabel has everything and has turned the Patriots back into some formidable team. And it's like, it was so obvious, though. Everyone knew when the Titans fired Vrabel, they were idiots.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard to figure out.
And I thought it was interesting when Ross said Vrabel's personality isn't for everyone. And I was like, okay, but yet he's won in a place, and he won in a level that the Titans just weren't used to winning at. Like, at some point,
he took them to the AFC title game.
Like, I'm not trying to say, I don't know how this is going to come out. My point is, does anybody listen to Kevin Stefanski's press conference every week? And this is my personality.
No, but here's the difference. And this is not something that you and I would sit there and prescribe to and make some sort of big difference and marker between. It's just the idea that Stefanski's a good soldier. Stefanski's he's a yes man in many sense of the word, but he's a good soldier. I can say a lot about Stefanski, but one thing I can confidently say is that he will do your bidding, and he will make sure that he toes the company line, and he will make sure. He's a perfect employee in every sense of the word, and so I think that is appealing to some people. To me, it's not even close enough to make the difference between what I would do in hiring a head coach, though.
I just think this.
Because Vrabel does go to the cut of his own jib. Vrabel just beats to his own drum.
Yeah, and listen, by the way, I do think that Vrabel had problems with both the GMs he worked with in Tennessee, and that is something you have to deal with. But it's funny, like, I think NFL owners really love this perfect symbiotic relationship with thought partners that get along and say everything. And it's like, yeah, that's also how you get to groupthink. Like, yes, Mike Vrabel can be abrasive. Yes, he can be a D. But he also comes with a standpoint of this is how I football. As long as you can communicate that, and as long as you have like conflict resolution skills, I don't care if you say everything pretty and nice, but yet NFL owners do because they come from corporate worlds where it's groupthink, it's yes men, it's, you know, oh, of course, right away, sir, that kind of crap.
Well, and think about it. Bob Kraft has been prepared more than anybody to understand what basically having a coach that's a dictator looks like. And so Vrabel's got the softest landing spot imaginable because Kraft has been through it all with Belichick. So there's nothing Vrabel can do that would surprise him, that would shock him, and he knows that as long as you have results, Kraft is just, he's here for the ride. He's more than happy to let you do your thing. I bet that's part of the reason why he ended up there.
I know we haven't talked a lot about Kevin Stefanski in the hot seat this week because obviously we're coming off a win. That's not where the conversation should be. What I will say is as this season goes on and I think the Patriots are going to have be in the playoff hunt through most of this season, but as that goes on, if the Browns do start to crater, the conversation will be Mike Vrabel's the next one that the Browns let get away, as we think back to when he got hired in New England and he was asked, hey, did anybody try and keep you in Cleveland? And he was like, no.
I think that would be one of the most lopsided polls we've ever put out if you asked who you wanted your head coach, Mike Vrabel and Kevin Stefanski.
Yes,
I agree. In fact, I'm shocked that Ross even went with Stefanski. I think he knows he's on Cleveland radio, though, and he's got to stick. He's stuck up for Stefanski throughout the stretch. It'd be weird if he started to veer away from it. But in what world are you thinking that Vrabel isn't the better answer
here? Well, but why it matters is if... because Kevin Stefanski's on his way out. If that's where this ends up going, I'm not fait accompli. There's a real good chance that's the way it goes. But if at the end of the season you let go of Stefanski, you're not going to be staring down a Vrabel. You're not going to be staring down a Belichick or a Pete Carroll. Like, there are no real great proven names this offseason. And I, like a lot of Browns fans, I'm going to be left wondering, hey, did you miss the opportunity to make a clean break with Stefanski last year and hire a guy who could maybe do two things? One, with that personality, impart a real culture of toughness in Cleveland. And two, just give Cleveland something to identify with this organization, which I think is a big reason why we overreact when things don't go well, because lack of trust is formed one of two ways: winning or likability.
Right, but the first part of that might be the biggest reason why the Browns didn't just make a clean break with Stefanski, the biggest reason why they're going to stay with Stefanski long term is what I meant to say there, because I agree with you. They should have made a clean break, and then you would have had Vrabel, and everything would have been set up. They didn't do that. Now it almost does feel like they got to see this thing with Stefanski through even further.
Will Mike Vrabel be the next one that got away for the Cleveland Browns, and the one that the Browns could be bringing their way, the rumor that won't go away? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
from free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.